That's AveMariaFoundation.org or call 734-930-3587.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for Teresa Tomeo this morning, who is on a pilgrimage in France. And how fitting is it that our feast day, St. Bernadette's feast day, is celebrated today on April 16th. For most of the world, however, it's actually celebrated on February 18th in France, and some people called Bernadette to celebrate their name day on February 11th, but we celebrate it today here in the United States, which is the feast day of Our Lady of the Lourdes. And of course, St. Bernadette is a patron saint of the sick, and rightly so. But there's also, she's also known as a patron saint of celebrities and football players. They say it's a wise choice, reading that off of Laudate this morning. We have a great lineup this morning. I'm so happy to be here on Thursday, April 16th with you. Kathy Crombie is coming on the show this hour. They have Michigan, the Right to Life of Michigan, has a fundraiser coming up on June 13th, and it's actually in collaboration with the Chaldean community and Bishop Francis. And it's going to be held at St. Joseph Chaldean Catholic Church on June 13th at 7 o'clock. Father Frank Pavone is the guest speaker. And as many of you know, Father Frank has been on Teresa's show many times. He is one of the most prominent pro-life leaders in the world. He travels throughout the country to an average of four states every week, preaching and teaching against abortion. He produces programs regularly for religious and secular radio and television networks. Father Frank was asked by Mother Teresa to speak in India on the life issues and has addressed the pro-life caucus of the United States of House of Representatives. The Vatican appointed him the Pontifical Council for Family, which coordinates the pro-life activities of the Catholic Church. So join us in June on the 13th to hear him speak on behalf of Right to Life of Michigan about the pro-life cause. And Kathy Crombie will elaborate on that event called, it's actually called Minshretha, which means in the beginning. Really appropriate name. The master of ceremonies for that event is Father Pierre Kunja, who was ordained as a priest in 2011, and Father Pierre attended Sacred Heart Major Seminary for 6 years. He served as St. George Catholic Church from 2011 to the 13th, and is presently the assistant priest of Mother of God Cathedral in Southfield. In addition, he's the vocation director for the Eparchy of St. Thomas the Apostle, and has helped organize groups' trips to the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. So, Kathy's going to come up on the show this morning to talk about that fundraiser. Also joining us is Patrice Buna. She is the executive director of the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center. And they have many wonderful programs. You've heard about them here right on Teresa's show on Catholic Connection. She's talked about them. I've talked about them. They have an annual fundraiser coming up with Father Leo, who many of you know is a celebrity chef and priest. And they're going to have a fundraiser in October where Father Leo will be cooking. And that is happening at Shenandoah Country Club. But Patrice is going to come on the show this morning and talk about ECRC programs and Kairos and Martoma Chaldean Catholic Productions. ECRC, which I'm involved in, produces many Catholic programs, which we've talked about here on the show with Teresa, for Catholic television around the globe, including CTND right here in Detroit. We're going to start airing our programs there. Father Pierre Kunja, who's the MC of Minshretha, which is the fundraiser with Michigan Right to Life, it has a show called Encountering Jesus. I have my Christ-centered communication messages, which you hear right here on the radio station. Those are 3 minutes opposed to 1 minute, like I have them here on air. We're also doing a show, Patrice is co-hosting as well with me on a few episodes, called Invitation to Sisterhood, where we kind of look back at women in history in the Bible and talk about how their lives really impact how we live our lives as Christian women today. So there's so much going on at ECRC, and producer Bruno will be talking to us about that. In the 9 o'clock hour, Dr. Greg Popchak is coming on, and I'm really excited to talk to him about forgiveness. And I came across an article that, you know, I've heard these stories before, and every time I hear it, it kind of just blows my mind. It's like the ultimate forgiveness. A mom who forgave her daughter's killer and offers a surprising plea. She hugged this boy who killed her daughter accidentally on the school bus, but it's really the ultimate forgiveness to forgive somebody who's killed your child. And I've read these stories before. I read a story like this in graduate school when I was getting my master's in communications, and there was a story about a family that actually adopted the boy that killed their son. There's so many incredible stories about forgiveness, and I really wanted to address that issue. And the wonderful producer that Andrew is, he suggested Dr. Popchak, and I'm like, oh, that's perfect. And Dr. Popchak wrote about forgiveness, which I'll read in the 9 o'clock hour in a column he wrote about a year ago during the Lenten season. And sometimes it's really hard to even just kind of forgive ourselves for the things that we do, and we could talk about that as well with Dr. Popchak in the 9 o'clock hour. And then finally, in the national hour, Basil Bacall is going to come on and talk about what's happening in Iraq. Today, our Bishop Francis is actually flying to Turkey to meet with many of the displaced Christians who ended up there after being forced out of Iraq because of ISIS invasion. And we'll talk to Basil Bacall about what's going on with the displaced Christians in Iraq and around the globe, mainly around the Middle East. And, you know, as many of you know, he started the Adopt a Refugee program following the 2003 invasion of Iraq. And, you know, obviously it has expanded since the ISIS invasion of Iraq, doing so much more to help the cause. And he can elaborate on what's going on with that. You know, unfortunately, this crisis still continues. And Bishop Francis, along with Steve Kunder, are flying to Turkey today. Many Christians in Turkey have not been able to participate in Mass in years. It's very tragic. Children haven't been baptized. Children haven't had their communion. It's just a really unfortunate situation that's going on, in addition to the horrific living conditions of a lot of these displaced Christians around the globe. So we have a wonderful lineup of guests this morning here on Catholic Connection. Again, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, filling in for my dear friend Teresa Tamio on a pilgrimage in France. And now, well, it's time for the news. It is 8:07 this Thursday morning, and I'm going to tell you the weather is looking good for the next few days. Right now, today in the Ann Arbor area, it's about 62 degrees is going to be the high. The low is 46 degrees. Tomorrow on Friday, the high is sunny, partly sunny and 73 degrees with a low of 46 degrees. Saturday is around the same temperatures. It's partly sunny. 71 degrees is the high and 43 is the low. On Sunday, 59 is a high, but we expect some rain on Sunday and as well on Monday with a high around 64 degrees. And that's, of course, in the Ann Arbor area. So a mailman from Florida is in custody with charges pending after landing a gyrocopter onto the lawn of the U.S. Capitol yesterday. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
The pilot and mailman identified as Doug Hughes made a video announcing his plans with the help of the Tampa Bay Times, which posted it online.
I'm not suicidal, and I'm not going to commit suicide, and I'm not going to fly into any monuments. Terrorists don't announce their flights before they take off.
In the video, Hughes explains his plan to protest campaign finance laws.
I'm going to have 535 letters strapped to the landing gear in boxes. And those letters are going to be addressed to every member of Congress.
Hughes allegedly flew from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to Washington, which is about an 80-mile stretch. I'm Joe Gomez.
You know, I found interesting about this story is that the newspaper, Tampa Bay Times, and I have my own gripe about this, but they knew that he was going to do this and didn't report it to authorities because they thought it wasn't their responsibility. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think that's irresponsible in itself. And if you know someone's going to do something that is not safe against the law, you should report it. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker is happy with progress made on bipartisan bill that gives lawmakers authority to review and possibly reject any final nuclear deal with Iran. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, that the deal is now heading to the full Senate and has a deadline of June 30th.
This gives Congress the right to disapprove. It's a little bit different process, which is a heavy lift, we understand. But to look at this, to let it lay before Congress, give us the right to disapprove this if we feel like it's not something that will stand the test of time and to keep Americans safe.
The U.S. and partners recently secured a framework agreement with Tehran aimed at ending Iran's nuclear program. In return, Iran wants relief from international sanctions. After issuing an earlier veto threat, the White House suggested that President Obama may sign a bill on Iran if it does not derail a final deal on the nuclear talks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest is praising Iraq's prime minister for uniting the governments there.
Iraq is a diverse country, and Prime Minister Abadi has gone to great lengths to ensure that the diversity of the country is reflected in the diversity of the government and in the diversity of the security forces of that nation.
Ahead of the Prime Minister's visit to the White House today, the spokesman said unified Iraq is critically important in the successful fight against ISIS in Iraq. Iraq is being aided in the fight against ISIS by U.S. military advisors and U.S. airstrikes. In a speech last week, Vice President Joe Biden claimed the momentum of ISIS in Iraq has been halted. More troubling details are surfacing about the Oklahoma Reserve deputy who shot and killed a suspect when he apparently thought he was using his taser. The Tulsa World reports supervisors at the Tulsa County Sheriff's Office were ordered to falsify records so 73-year-old Robert Bates could obtain his firearm certification without having the necessary training. Bates is a wealthy businessman who has brought multiple vehicles for the sheriff's office. Bates was also the election campaign manager for Sheriff Stanley Glantz. Unfortunately, that practice is common of giving friends badges and weapons in sheriff's departments around the country. We'll see if that case changes that. A bill that would implement a waiting period for women seeking an abortion is being approved by the Tennessee Senate. The bill was approved 27-5 yesterday and would require 48-hour waiting time after a woman receives an in-person counseling. Also, another bill requiring facilities to be licensed as an ambulatory surgical treatment centers if they perform at least 50 abortions a year was passed by the Senate. Both bills will be taken up by the House. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is talking presidential hopefuls in an interview with NBC's Today Show. Christie says he doesn't think any of the three U.S. senators who are in the race on the Republican side have much of a chance at winning.
I think a governor is going to be the nominee, a governor or a former governor, because I believe that our party and our country needs someone who's actually run something. And while I have great respect for a number of those folks, I don't believe that we've done well with the experiment of a one-term U.S. senator being president of the United States.
Christie says he and his wife, Mary Pat, will still have not decided whether or not he will run. He adds that there's no doubt that Bridgegate massively impacted his popularity in a poll numbers, but doesn't mind putting in the work to get them back up. While Christie wouldn't say whether or not he plans to throw his hat in the ring for 2016, he did say his career is far from over. Some California water agencies are upset with Governor Brown's new mandated water reductions, and they're asking the state water board to make adjustments.
The strategy has been changed this year to an uneven process where some do more and some do less, and we don't think that that's as fair and equitable as it was before.
The general manager says their county water agency is being forced to implement 35% cutbacks, but similar customers aren't being treated the same. The State Water Control Resources Board plans to release an updated draft tomorrow. St. Louis police are looking for the driver of a black Pontiac, which was involved in a deadly hit-and-run accident, Perry Williams reports.
The incident happened late Tuesday night in the 1600 block of Castle Drive. Cops say pedestrian Elijah Brooks was struck and killed while crossing Goodfellow. This year alone, 8 pedestrians in St. Louis have been hit by vehicles, including 4 who died. Last year, only 7 pedestrians were injured by vehicles. Perry Williams, St. Louis.
A Massachusetts jury says former NFL player Aaron Hernandez is guilty of first-degree murder. The jury found Hernandez guilty Wednesday of the 2013 shooting death of Odin Lloyd. Lloyd was a semi-pro football player whose body was found not far from Hernandez's home. The defense had argued the 25-year-old Hernandez only witnessed the killing. The former New England Patriots tight end looked stunned after the verdict was read Wednesday morning. The first-degree murder conviction brings a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Delta Airlines is cutting back international flights because they aren't making enough money. Mark Woolsey reports.
The Atlanta-based airline says it will cut international flying by 3% this winter, concentrating on markets where travel demand has weakened due to the strong dollar. Delta says the cuts include a 15 to 20% reduction in Japanese flights and a 15% cut to Brazil. Delta also says it will increase domestic flying by 2%. The airline announcing Wednesday that first quarter net income rose to $746 million, more than triple that of last year. I'm Mark Woolsey.
Prostate cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among men in the United States. A prostate cancer diagnosis is typically not seen until later in life. Dr. Eric Klein with the Cleveland Clinic says the first question a patient should ask after a diagnosis might surprise you.
It used to be that the first question you asked was, what's the best treatment? But in today's world, the first question you should ask is, does my cancer need to be treated?
After surveillance is becoming a more common approach, it's considered for patients with low-risk prostate cancer and a life expectancy of at least 10 years. It's a series of regular blood tests, biopsies, and ultrasounds to monitor the progress of the cancer. Finally, the Tennessee House of Representatives wants the Bible to be the state's official book. Lawmakers approved a bill Wednesday that would do just that, despite concerns that it might be unconstitutional. Critics say the proposed legislation violates both the state and federal constitution clauses regarding the establishment of religion. The state Senate will discuss the bill later today. It is 8:15. Stay with us, everybody. Coming back, we'll be talking with Kathy Crombie with Right to Life of Michigan.
Did you know that Ave Maria Town in Southwest Florida is really growing?
Tell me about it.
Ave Maria truly is one of the nation's fastest-growing master-planned new home communities.
Is that because there's no snow?
Well, the weather sure helps, but Ave Maria, Florida is a unique place.
How so?
The town of Ave Maria has been designed as a hometown for the 21st century, a place where residents of different generations and backgrounds can find all they need to live life to the fullest. School, shopping, employment opportunities, and more. In addition, the presence of Ave Maria University, a Catholic university that is both excellent and affordable.
Sounds great. What else?
Houses are being sold starting in the low 200s with several communities to choose from. There's a private Catholic K-12 school along with golf, bike trails, a fitness center, not to mention several daily masses and adoration within walking distance.
So how can I arrange a visit?
Call Carol at 239-249-2111. That's Carol Carpenter at Berkshire Hathaway, 239-249-2111.
Are you looking to lower your car payment and get into a beautiful new car, truck, SUV, or minivan with gas mileage up to 40 miles per gallon? Well, you can. Hi, I'm Dan Hall from Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and during our award season event going on now, you can choose from 7 acres of inventory and drive a Dodge Dart or Charger for as low as $99 per month, a new Chrysler 200 or Town & Country for as low as $164 per month, only at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or visit us online at PinckneyChrysler.com.
Men, it's time to rise up, to accept the challenge, to become that for which you were made. Join hundreds of other men when you participate in the Diocese of Lansing's 7th Annual Men's Conference, Saturday, April 25th from 8:30 to 3 at St. Mary Magdalene Church in Brighton. This year, hear inspirational messages from Bert Gezzi and Matthew Leonard, music by Brian Flynn, and Mass with Bishop Earl Boyer. Learn more and register at acceptthechallenge.org. That's acceptthechallenge.org.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for my friend Teresa Tamio, who's on a pilgrimage to France. And coming up, it's the first annual benefit dinner called Mintretha, which means in the beginning. What a great title. I love it. Kathy Crombie, although not Chaldean, came up with that fabulous title. She is from Right to Life of Michigan. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Well, Vanessa, thanks for having me. And I should say that I have a planning committee that works with me, and together we came up with this great title. And the first time we met was on the Feast of St. Joseph.
Oh.
And so guess who's our patron saint for this event at St. Joseph's Catholic, Chaldean Catholic Church. So,
seeing all that, how God makes all that happen just the right way.
Oh, amen. Amen.
You know
Absolutely.
Well, you guys did a fabulous job. I heard, when I first heard the name Minshrith, I'm like, wow, these guys are great. In the beginning is what it means. And so, you know, Kathy, tell us about the Saturday, June 13th fundraiser coming up, open to the public. Anybody can come. It's for a wonderful cause. So tell us about the guest speakers and what we should expect.
Yeah, well, it's you know, it's Right Life of Michigan always does an educational fundraising dinner, which is an opportunity for people to come together and to be able to network in the pro-life community, and how do we end abortion? I mean, there's you know, 50 million ways that people talk about doing this, but education is so key to this whole thing that we bring the education to the forefront for this dinner. So it's an opportunity for people to come and to do that. So Father Frank Pavone will be there. There'll be kind of a meet and greet with Father Frank. He's so wonderful to work with and so open to meeting and talking with everybody. Dinner will be served promptly at 8 o'clock, the buffet dinner, and we're excited about this. And then the program starts at 9 o'clock. You know, I'll do a little update about what we've been doing in the Chaldean community.
Sure.
Father Peter Kundra, of course, is our MC, and he brings a wealth of information and, you know, about the pro-life movement and the things that he's involved in, too, within the Chaldean community and the Catholic Church. And then Father Frank will speak for about 45 minutes. And, you know, we've got some raffles going on. We've got some great things going on. So it's going to be a full night, and we're just very excited about doing this. And we hope people will come. I mean, the excitement is building. I should tell you, we're getting calls and registrations already for the event, which is really wonderful. And you're on the honorary committee, so thank you for that. We appreciate
my pleasure.
That. Mm-hmm. And Bishop Francis, I mean, does it get any better than this? We are so excited for this event.
And, you know, and Teresa Tommy is coming. I'm excited about that. I talked to her about it, and she's going to be there.
Well, she's on the honorary committee as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this is great. So Teresa's there. You're there. Bishop, if he's in town, is going to be there. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. So we're very excited about it. We hope people will come. It's meant to be very positive. It's meant to be very uplifting. You know, oftentimes we think we're so alone in the pro-life movement. Sometimes we're out there doing the work God's called us to do. But these kind of events bring people together, and they give us hope, and they show us that together we can make a difference. And when you hear a speaker like Father Frank Pavone, that's a incredible opportunity. What people don't know about him, I think, or a lot of people don't know that, so what I'm talking to is that Norma McCorvey, who was Jane Roe in the Supreme Court decision of Roe v. Wade and that abortion decision, well, she called Father Frank the catalyst that brought her into the Catholic Church.
Wow.
How about that?
That's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you know what? I'm so excited to hear Father Frank Pavone speak. And, you know, Father Pierre Kundra is really, this issue is very near and dear to his heart. And both of you have been very instrumental in helping me as I'm writing a story for the next issue of the Chaldean News, which we'll be talking about the fundraiser as well, Minshrith, on June 13th. And reaching out to the Chaldean community, because even though data is not out there to show the statistical rise, it is on the rise. And you've reached out through Right to Life of Michigan, through the Chaldean community, and other ethnic groups as well. And Father Pierre has been very instrumental in helping me tell this story within our Chaldean community on the issue of abortion on the rise.
Yeah, well, and it's real. I mean, you know what? Some of the ethnic groups, well, in the black community, we know we get reports from the state that there's, you know, X number of abortions. We hear it in the Hispanic community, but that wasn't on the docket either before, until Right to Life of Michigan worked with the legislature and they passed legislation to now have annual reporting. And there's no reporting for Chaldeans. So how do we know abortions are happening? Because men and women are telling us, and they're coming to us and saying, "Oh my gosh," you know. And so, my sister had an abortion, or my friend had an abortion, and these are the things that are happening. Or we heard about, you know, so and so, and how she was really pressured to have an abortion, and she didn't want to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hearing these stories repeatedly, and to turn a blind eye to it is just not possible, because we're called to live the gospel message, right? And we're called to stand for truth. And We need to bring this out into the open, bring it out into the light. And what a year to be able to do this, and the Holy Father's opening up, you know, the year of mercy, and, you know, because we know we serve a loving and merciful God who forgives these things, you know, for those who repent. And so this is just a huge issue, and we just want to bring it out and talk about it. And it's just prevalent in our society, and it's happening everywhere, and it's happening in the Chaldean community as well.
Kevin Crombie with the Right to Life of Michigan fundraiser coming up on June 13th at St. Joseph Chaldean Catholic Church. Kathy, you do reach out, as you just mentioned, to different ethnic groups. And, you know, I know in my Chaldean community, it's very shameful to ever admit you got pregnant out of wedlock. And the people I've talked to for my Chaldean news story, you know, the pressure to have the abortion is so tremendous because it brings shame to the family to know you got pregnant out of wedlock. For the different ethnic groups that you reach out to in the African-American community, the Hispanic community, are the reasonings behind the abortion different?
The reasons behind abortion, are they different?
Yes.
I think there's some similarities, but I do think that, you know, based on, you know, cultural background and stuff, that it does bring some differences, but some likenesses as well. So I know in the Black community, Black community is very pro-life if you talk to people in the Black community. And there are many people who still think that, that the babies that are being born are being, they're having their babies and they're being taken in by the families and all that. And, but there's been a paradigm shift, you know, and since abortion's been legal, we're finding that nobody's having more abortions than Black women.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been targeted also. They were the largest minority in the country. Second to that was Hispanic community, target number two. And so we see some things there, too. A largely, you know, Catholic group, at least that's what people think, and that's changing in the face of our country as well. But also abortion is prevalent and, again, being catered to. If you look at where a lot of the abortion clinics are located, they're located near or in minority neighborhoods or near college campuses, and that's really the target, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they're going. So, and then you've got the Chaldean community that's got some different nuances in there as well. But there are some differences, and there are some threads that are the same. But the bottom line is that we know that abortion is never the solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worthy of a woman. It's just really not worthy of a woman. It's not worthy of a man who helps her make those decisions, or anyone else who would help make those decisions. Even we talk to people who've driven somebody to the abortion clinic and have had great remorse over that over the years. So it's not just the person who has the abortion. It's the community around us. We all suffer from that.
You know, and that's a story that's not told, Kathy, all the time, and in the secular media, is the terrible consequences to abortion, that what happens to the women's psyche goes into deep depression. The women I talked to said, you know, there's not a day that goes by that they don't think about their baby and what they did.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many, you know, stories that you know, that you hear of, that's not being told to the rest of the world about the consequences of abortion.
You know, there's a statistic that there's over 100 physical and emotional consequences to a woman who's had an abortion. 100.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't include the spiritual aspects of things. So, you know, women can, not trust men anymore. There can be hemorrhaging, and there can be complications that have, don't allow her to have children anymore. And the list goes on and on and on, even death.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that the woman who had an abortion is 9 times more likely to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about depression, you know. Talk about a ministry in the church. I mean, about how we need to talk about, you know, abortion from the pulpits. And thank God we have a number of our priests now who are doing that, and our deacons, and not just the clergy, but the laity as well. We need to engage the culture in this conversation because there are so many men and women who are hurting from it. Just unbelievable. In our country alone, about 57 million abortions since Roe v. Wade, since 1973.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Exactly. Kathy, you talked about targeting different ethnic groups, and I know they strategically place these abortion clinics. Are there other ways that Blacks, Hispanics, and possibly Chaldeans are being targeted?
Well, you know, Margaret Sanger, who was the founder of Planned Parenthood, was really about eradicating the poor, the disadvantaged. She called the handicapped. She called those who were disadvantaged, you know, the weeds of society, and she was all about eradicating that. And so I think, you know, across the board, you know, if you look at you know, statistics and things about how the word targeting is an interesting word, but that's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, if you look at certain groups, mm-hmm. You might say, you know, we don't want them anymore, and that's really mm-hmm. what happened with the black community with mm-hmm. Margaret Sanger. I mean, mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood is known for that along the way. And if you mm-hmm. look at what Sanger believed in, which was eugenics,
mm-hmm.
Because she thought, you know, Hitler was a good guy, and she believed in all those things. If you look at all of that, and you come back and you go, wow. you know, there were a lot of people that she didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the face of Planned Parenthood. And in mm-hmm. still some respects, that's the face of that today.
Unbelievable. So that it really kind of came out of hate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if people don't know who she is, you really need to go do some reading on that, mm-hmm. because she's a very interesting figure, and Planned Parenthood still touts her because they give out the Margaret Sanger Award,
mm-hmm.
you know, every year. And so some of our, you know, prominent leading, you know, figures in our society have received that award. You go, wow. Okay, mm-hmm. well, now we know. If you didn't know before, you know what they stand for, so...
Mm-hmm. So, Kathy, this fundraiser that's coming up on June 13th, and we talk about you do annual fundraisers, reaching out to ethnic groups. How important is it to reach out to the different ethnic groups, the Chaldean community, and particularly this fundraiser, to bring awareness and what the work that you do?
Yeah, and I think, you know, because we're the voice of the voiceless for Right to Life in Michigan, and we work to really protect life from the moment of conception. Actually, fertilization, because we know conception now takes place a lot of times in a petri dish. So we say fertilization, mm-hmm. from fertilization to natural death. And so we protect that precious gift of life, and the educational component of it is really important. So we reach out to all the communities, the black, the Hispanic, and now we're working in the Chaldean community to really bring, like you said, awareness, but the educational component to go along with it. And it's not enough just to know. It's important that people become involved, and we can mm-hmm. all become involved however we choose to do that, whether it's praying outside of abortion clinics, whether it's praying at church for life, whether it's, you know, working at a crisis pregnancy center, whether it's working with Right to Life of Michigan, whether it's becoming more active and attending more of these events like this to learn things. I mean, there's lots of ways to become involved. And it's a matter of us, really, all of us, really finding out what it is that God wants us to do, because this is the most critical issue on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of other things that are out there that are important, but without life, really, mm-hmm. nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
All those other problems go away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, without life, nothing matters.
Without life, nothing matters, and it's Right to Life of Michigan. Register online by June 30th for the fundraiser on June 13th at St. Joseph Chaldean Catholic Church. You don't have to be Chaldean to attend. Father Frank Pavone is a speaker. You can go to www.rtl.org. Kathy, anything else that you want to mention to our listeners this morning before we let you go?
Well, there's no tickets at the door, so okay. People need to get these tickets in advance. And if they're not, they don't want to do it online. We've got things floating around in the churches that people can do it by filling out the information and send a check. Or you can call 313-212-1326. Again, 313-212-1326, and you can do it with a credit card over the phone. But the best and the easiest way to do it is to register online at www.rtl.org. Do it with a credit card. Secure it. Safe, quick, easy. Nice and easy to do.
Yep. Kathy Krabbe, thank you so much for joining us. Right to Life of Michigan, the fundraisers on June 13th, rtl.org. Kathy, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Vanessa. God bless.
Thanks. Stay with us, everyone. When we come back, we'll be talking with Patrice Abuna from ECRC. She's the executive director. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back.
Join the fun at the 43rd Annual Spring Festival at St. Sebastian Parish Grounds from Friday, May 16th through Sunday, May 18th. Features include a major raffle with a $10,000 first prize, a Vegas room, bingo, 50-50 drawings, rides for all ages, and delicious Polish, Mexican, and carnival fare. Live entertainment includes Phoenix Theory on Friday, Johnny and the Boondog, and Junction Groove with Pat Brennan on Saturday. And on Sunday, Misty Blues and Matt King performing tribute to Johnny Cash and Elvis. Google St. Sebastian's in Dearborn Heights for more details.
Catholic Connection is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com. your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is made possible in part by our day sponsor. In memory of the 7th anniversary of the passing of Jesse Ramirez. Everybody loved him. He was a charismatic, outgoing, and unforgettable man. He loved his wife and family and adored his grandchildren. Please pray for the repose of the soul of Jesse Ramirez.
The grass is always greener when you know how to take care of it. Jack here, neighborhood yard master. Honorary title, but I've been to Weingarten's enough to know that outdoor power equipment is not one size fits all. Why settle for a store that has power equipment between paint and plumbing? When you need a mower, tractor, generator, or chainsaw, go to Weingarten's. You can count on them to sort through their huge selection and find the equipment that works for you. Same goes for parts, maintenance, and repairs. They'll keep you running for years to come. From the size of your lawn to the size of your wallet, at Weingarten's you get the right equipment for your job. For seasonal specials and tips you can trust, visit them in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and Ann Arbor, or online at Weingarten's.com. Better selection, better savings, honest answers.
Have a First Communion or a confirmation coming up in your family or circle of friends? Our Lady of Grace bookstore has a beautiful selection of gifts to help them celebrate these special sacraments and strengthen their life in Christ. And don't forget the graduates on your list. Choose from inspirational books, videos, jewelry, and a new selection of contemporary Christian music CDs. We're located in Ann Arbor at US 23 and M14, inside Domino's Farms Office Park at Lobby C. Visit us at OurLadyOfGraceBookstore.com or Facebook for hours and directions.
Hi, I'm Reno Frazetta, and I've been serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. Are you over 50 and thinking about retiring? Here's a smart money tip. Did you know that there are a few different strategies for electing Social Security that can make a big difference in your overall benefits for you and your spouse? For informative literature or for a free software analysis, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831. Or visit securemyfunds.com.
Myler & Zipka Certified Public Accountants is proud to support Ave Maria Radio programming. Myler & Zipka offer great services to WDEO listeners in Metro Detroit for all of your accounting and tax needs. Call Ken Zipka and let him know you appreciate him helping to keep Catholic radio alive in this area. Ken can be reached at 734-930-5500. That's 734-930-5500. Or on the web at mspccpa.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. I'm Vanessa Denha. Garmo filling in for Teresa Tamio on a pilgrimage to France. I will be posting all the links to the guests' information who have come on the show today at my Communication Evangelist Facebook page if you want to find out more about Kathy Crombie and Rachel Life of Michigan. So I've been saying a couple prayers for a long time. And one of them I always say before I come on the air here or write anything, my Christ-centered communication messages or columns for the Chaldean News, I always say, God, give me the words that you want other people to hear or that you know that other people need to hear. So, God, give me the words that you want other people to hear. Another prayer I've been saying for a long time is, God, bring the people in my life that are going to lead me in the direction you want me to go. And I truly believe that that prayer, part of that answer to that prayer was leading me to Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center and the people I've met at ECRC. And to talk with us about ECRC, an upcoming annual fundraiser, and all the programs is their executive director, Patrice Abuna. Patrice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Vanessa. And I feel the same way about ECRC. I think, you know, when I was really getting deeper in my faith and I was searching for a way to learn more about my faith, ECRC really was able to provide that for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, definitely agree.
It's you go to ECRC and you truly know it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, co-founded by our current bishop, who was then Father Frank, Bishop Francis. And, you know, coming up, we'll talk about all the programming, but coming up is an annual fundraiser. It's actually going to actually happen in the fall, so you can save the date, but it's on October 8th, and it's Come and See. And Father Leo is the celebrity chef and priest, and he's the featured guest there, Patrice, at that event.
Yeah, so we've sort of taken his whole cooking priest and made it the theme of the night, which is food for the soul. And we have some really exciting things planned, exciting raffles and some really good presentations. We're excited to have him and welcome everybody. So the event starts at 6 o'clock, and it's on a Thursday evening, but it's business casual, so it's kind of nice. Just come after work and sit and have a nice meal and enjoy some entertainment and learn more about what ECRC does. So really excited about it.
And see Father Leo cook.
Yes.
He's going to be cooking for us as well. And ECRC is open to everyone. It's called the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center. And, you know, there's so many different programs at ECRC. Patrice, can you just kind of walk us through some of the things that go on at ECRC on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's so funny because people, Thursday night has always been our night where we gather together as a family and come together from all our different programs. So every Thursday evening here at the center on the corner of Maple and Inkster, we have an hour of adoration and we start in Mass. So that starts at 5:30 p.m. and Mass is at 6:30. And some people are like, well, what else does ECRC do? You know, is there anything else? I said, is there? We have a whole, like, four-page brochure. So we do have daily Mass every day. It starts at 8 a.m. We just wrapped up with that. So that's always nice to just kind of start our day. And we have programs for all ages. So coming up in 2 weeks, actually, is our youth program. It's Ignite the Spirit, which is praise and worship. So we have live music and adoration. It starts at 7 p.m. the last Friday of every month, and that is here at ECRC on Maple and Inkster, like I said. So we're excited for that to come up, not tomorrow, but in another week. And we also are really strong in our retreats. So one of our big retreats is our Kairos retreat we do every year, which Kairos means God's time. So it's a four-day retreat, three nights, and we break it up into age groups. And actually today, if we can ask for some extra graces and prayers from you guys, our 30 to 40 age group leaves today in just a few hours this afternoon. And we also have an 18 to 23 group and a 24 to 30 group that are taking place in June and July this summer.
And I know with Ignite the Spirit, we'll get into a little bit with Martoma Caldean Productions, but Martoma is going to be filming the praise and worship sessions and going to turn it into a program, a half-hour program, that we hope to air on various Catholic networks around the globe, including CTND right here in Detroit, and really experience praise and worship. You don't typically see that a lot in the Catholic faith. I mean, it was really popular in the evangelical world, but it's so wonderful. I just absolutely love praise and worship, Patrice. It's not very comfortable for a lot of Catholics.
No, it isn't. There is an event going on, I think, this weekend, the Unite Disciples of Christ on April 19th at Eastern Michigan. So that's an event that's coming up, and it's being put on by the Dominican Sisters of Mary. So I don't know if you've heard about that, but you're right. A lot of people, that's the first Christian rock concert I've heard about that is Catholic. Usually, they're just at these big, the big Protestant churches, and they're just kind of all over. But we're excited to bring it here to ECRC, and we threw in that adoration, so it does have that Catholic twist to it and that deeper level of spirituality from our faith.
Mm-hmm. And there's meditation involved throughout the praise and worship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that Martoma Caldean Catholic Productions, which is a division of Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center, ECRC, is going to be filming the Praise and Worship Ignite the Spirit, and we're going to be able to broadcast that as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
So Kairos is another popular retreat, but you also have Bible study both in English and Arabic, right?
Yeah, Bible study in English on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, and Bishop Francis, when he's not traveling the globe, he usually hosts that on Tuesday nights, actually. And then Wednesday nights, we do have it in Arabic, again, at 7 p.m. And Something else we do for high school is a high school retreat called Two Foundations, and that's actually a retreat that we had a group a few years ago actually write that retreat based on, you know, the two foundations in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that happens usually in the fall in November. So we have a retreat a weekend away for high school. Mm-hmm. And if you've been on both of those retreats, high school, Kairos, or some other retreat, you're looking for something else, we have Journey of Light, which takes place in August, and that is just like a two-night retreat, and that you can go on over and over again to just mm-hmm. sort of, you need that weekend away to just refresh, and that's what Journey of Light really offers. So.
You know, you mentioned, we're going to continue our conversation with Patrice, we're going to take a break, but you mentioned Bishop Francis traveling the globe. He is actually traveling to Turkey today with Steve Kundra, so I ask everybody to pray for his safe travels, and he's going to Turkey to celebrate Mass for many Catholics who have not had Mass in many years, have not had communion in many years, have not, their children have not been baptized, their children have not had their first Holy Communion. So keep Bishop Francis and Steve Kundra in your prayers today as they travel to Turkey to go and serve our displaced Christian brothers and sisters who have been forced out of Iraq. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to continue our conversation with Patrice Abuna from the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center right after this break.
Are you tired of the way your faith is represented in the mainstream media? Stop getting your Catholic news from secular sources and get it from a trusted local Catholic source instead. At the Michigan Catholic Newspaper, we're Catholic, and we cover your Catholic Church in a way that only Catholics could. For the same reason you listen to Ave Maria, get the Michigan Catholic for just $24 a year by calling 313-224-8000 or visit themichigancatholic.com.
Weingarten's, everything from lawn to snow.
The grass is always greener when you know how to take care of it. Jack here, neighborhood yard master. Honorary title, but I've been to Weingarten's enough to know that outdoor power equipment is not one size fits all. Why settle for a store that has power equipment between paint and plumbing? When you need a mower, tractor, generator, or chainsaw, go to Weingarten's. You can count on them to sort through their huge selection and find the equipment that works for you. Same goes for parts, maintenance, and repairs. They'll keep you running for years to come.
At Weingarten's.
From the size of your lawn to the size of your wallet, at Weingarten's you get the right equipment for your job. For seasonal specials and tips you can trust, visit them in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and Ann Arbor, or online at Weingarten's.com. Better selection, better savings, honest answers.
Weingarten's, everything from home to snow.
Are you looking to lower your car payment and get into a beautiful new car, truck, SUV, or minivan with gas mileage up to 40 miles per gallon? Well, you can. Hi, I'm Dan Hall from Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and during our award season event going on now, you can choose from 7 acres of inventory and drive a Dodge Dart or Charger for as low as $99 per month, a new Chrysler 200 or Town & Country for as low as $164 per month, only at Pinckney Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, or visit us online at PinckneyChrysler.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Connection. Vanessa Denha here, filling in for Teresa Tamio, who's on a pilgrimage in France. We're talking about the Eastern Catholic Re-Evangelization Center, which is a lay organization that was branched out of the Chaldean community, the Chaldean St. Thomas Chaldean Catholic Diocese, co-founded by then Father Frank, who's now Bishop Francis. Patrice Abuna is the executive director, and they have many programs for children, for married couples, for single people. One of my favorite programs, I have to tell you, I haven't participated, I only love it because my daughter loves it, is VBS, Patrice, which is coming up this summer.
Yeah, we've already set the dates. It's something that people ask about in January, and we're like, it's in July. Yeah. So we actually added an extra week. So it'll be the week of July 6th and 13th, two separate weeks at St. Thomas, and a third week, July 20th, at Mother of God in Southfield. So we're really excited this year. We've already ordered our supplies. We're getting excited. So I can get Alina, I can try to get her signed up early.
I have to tell you, this is going to be the first time we're missing it because we're going to be in California for a wedding.
Oh, no.
I know. I'm really bummed. And then we come back to another wedding of my niece. So this is the first, and she absolutely loves it. I have to tell you, I love I put Elena in a lot of camps in the summertime, and that is her ultimate favorite one, so it's very sad that she's missing it this year. But I love how she comes home joyful and singing all the songs. And to really expose our children, she's been doing it since, five. This would have been her fourth year, I think, doing it. But they come back so joyful, and they want to listen to the CD in the car, and she's singing the songs all day long. And you could just see the joy in them. And to expose our children at such a young age, I think, is so important, Patrice.
Absolutely. And my niece and nephews listen to that CD all year. So I remember one time I picked up my niece from school, and she said, I want my music. I'm like, what's her music? So she told me how to turn the radio on in my mom's car. And it was this Christian music, and she's singing along all these like Bible quotes, and she's singing every word to it. And I loved it. I'm like, how much better is this than that awful top 40s?
Yeah.
You know, that's just so inappropriate for our children.
Yeah.
So,
and they're saying words they don't even know what they mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah, singing them awful.
So ECRC really gets to, you know, from really young age to, you know, the grade schoolers, kindergarten and on up, to, you know, senior citizens who go to Bible study and go to these retreats. And, you know, ECRC, is it always looking to expand itself and look for other kinds of retreats? I know marriage is also really important, too.
Yes, we do have our marriage retreat, Living in Love, that we're working on kind of making a few changes to, and it'll be in October this year. So we're trying to just get some final tweaks to that, get some leaders trained and everything, and we'll offer that in October. So we're excited about that. And one other program that's really great, that it's different because it's open to everybody. There's no age group or age limit. It's our Alpha course. So some of you might have heard Father John Ricardo talking about it. It's very vibrant and very active at their parish. So we've been doing it, and we're actually getting ready to start our third session. And we're a different dynamic because we serve the entire Chaldean diocese. So we're actually traveling to different parishes. So we have two more weeks left at our course at Mother of God, and we'll be starting at St. Joseph in Troy on May 19th, which is a Tuesday night. And Alpha is a beautiful course. It's 11 weeks long, and it's a discussion-based. I mean, you went through it, Vanessa. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it.
And we gather for a meal, and then you just watch a video, and Nikki Gumbel is amazing. He really breaks things down into such bite-sized pieces, you know, and teaches you those building blocks of the Christian faith in a wonderful, almost entertaining way, but you learn so much. And then you have a discussion with your group, and the night goes from 7 to 9:30 every Tuesday starting May 19th. So that we did open up to everybody, you know, all Chaldeans, non-Chaldeans, all ages, you know, over 18, to just come and enjoy that. So if anyone's interested, you can either RSVP for that dinner on the website or even call in the office.
That's ecrc.us. And, you know, Patrice, one of the things I absolutely loved about the Alpha program is that no matter where you are in your faith journey, and actually Nikki designed this for atheists, intentionally for atheists, but I don't care if you're deep in your faith or new to the faith or rediscovering the faith or converting to the faith, there is something for everybody in the Alpha course. You will not leave 1 week without getting something from his talks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were discussing it last night. I was there, and I said, how are you guys liking it? And people are just like, I didn't expect to like it as much as I do. And you do. You know, I think sometimes as Catholics that are fed and we've gone to a Bible study and a theology class, we say, well, what else can I learn? And you go to this, and you're enlightened not only by what Nikki teaches, but by what your peers teach you in our small groups. So that, I think, was really, really enriching when I went through it.
Mm-hmm. And faith is a journey, and that's what ECRC is all about. It's a journey, and it helps you on that journey, and that's why there's so many programs at various levels for various people, and so you can continue that journey because, you know, we're all human beings thirsty for truth, and that's the bottom line. We're thirsty for truth, and that's what evangelizing the faith is all about. And I love the fact that you said we learn from our peers, because true, they're evangelizing to us. I've learned so much from Endow, educating on the nature and dignity of women, which ECRC has, and I've learned so much from Alpha and all the programming, and I've learned a lot of it from the women that I sit in these groups with, who are part of these small groups. You learn so much from each other.
You really do. I completely agree. Even just in conversation, they're still out in the lobby now mingling after Mass, you know, and
yeah.
Sometimes just that 20 minutes where we're talking to each other, you just get into these conversations, and you really do. You learn from each other. And I think that sense of community is so amazing, and I love that ECRC can provide that, and people at any of our programs, you'll see they come early, they stay late, and everyone just loves each other and loves just hanging out and talking to each other.
Patrice, you know, we talked about ECRC. It is open to the public, and if people have never been to the ECRC before, what do you first recommend them do? Come to a Mass, go to a Bible study maybe? What is your suggestion?
I think either one. I think whatever works in your schedule, but, I mean, our Mass, if you haven't been to a Chaldean Mass, is absolutely beautiful. We had a woman stumble in here one day that didn't know we were Chaldean, didn't know what that was, and she's Catholic, and sat in our Mass, and she's been coming, and she's Hispanic, and she comes, you know, almost every day. So we are open to everybody. I would attend either a morning Mass or a Bible study. I think those are both great options.
And the Mass, just to clarify, our Chaldean Mass is absolutely beautiful, but it is done in English, so you're not
yes.
going to be lost.
No, not at all. There's a little book to follow along.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, participate in the prayers. But, yes, it is translated into English.
It is translated. But we still have a lot of our culture within the Mass. So a lot of our prayers are sung, and you'll be able to, even though if you don't know a word of Aramaic, you could sing along, because as Patrice says, there are books that are written in English that you could sing along right to the music and the prayers that we do. Patrice Abuna is the executive director of ECRC. About a minute left or so right here, but just I want to reiterate the fundraiser, Patrice, for people listening, because a lot of people know the featured speaker and guest for the fundraiser, Father Leo. So can you just tell us one more time about that fundraiser coming up?
Yes, it's on Thursday, October 8th, and we have Father Leo as our main event. Food for the Soul is the theme. Tickets are $100, and we also have sponsorship available, starting anywhere from a business size or business card at $100 all the way up to $10,000. So if you or someone you know is interested in being a sponsor, please reach out to us or just come and attend the dinner at 7 o'clock on Thursday, October 8th.
Patrice Abuna from ECRC, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Vanessa. God bless you.
Thank you. And thanks for joining us here on Catholic Connection. Vanessa Denha-Garmo filling in for Teresa Damio on a pilgrimage. You've listened to Kathy Crombie from Michigan Right to Life of Michigan, rather, RTL.org. That was Patrice Abuna from ECRC. That's ECRC.us. They both have great fundraisers coming up, and it's a great way to get involved and learn more about the faith and help evangelize the faith and continue your own faith journey. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to come back in the National Hour, 9 o'clock hour. We have a couple guests coming up, Dr. Greg Popchak and Basil Bacall. Stay with us.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Hi, I'm Bruno Frazetta with Secure My Funds, and I've had the pleasure of serving people here in Metro Detroit for over 20 years. And let me tell you, when it comes to money and investing, 2015 is going to look very different from the last several years. Do you have a retirement plan from your current or former employer? Here's a smart money tip. You can take control of that money now and roll it over to an IRA in your own name. An IRA that can grow safely and without market risk and provide lasting income for you and your spouse when you retire. How you position your retirement money today could have a big, big impact on your retirement income down the road. Take the right steps to protect your retirement money now. If you're not sure how, let me show you. For informative literature or a free consultation, give me a call at 888-255-1831. That's 888-255-1831, or visit securemyfunds.com.
Advisory services offered through CoreCap Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Him Family Dentistry continues to offer pain-free dentistry and innovative ideas that will make you shake your head in disbelief. In addition to one-visit crowns, Him Family Dentistry offers Invisalign. Invisalign is an invisible teeth straightener and alternative to braces that allows you to eat what you want and remove them when necessary and with none of the irritation and soreness. To save